This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. This past presidential election was not without its controversies. The eventual winner claiming during the campaign it was rigged, and since then making unsubstantiated charges that millions of people voted illegally. There's also that across-the-board consensus in the intelligence community that Russia tried to influence the outcome of our election. Nevertheless, the House Committee on Administration has voted to shut down the Federal Election Assistance Commission. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has the whys and wherefores.
Remember the 2000 presidential election, that nail-biter between George W. Bush and Al Gore?
The state of Florida is too close to call.
Election officials decided to count all of the ballots by hand.
We have people shuffling ballots around like they're playing cards.
That was NBC's Brian Williams, ABC's Cokie Roberts, and Ed Pozzoli, chair of the Republican Party in Broward County, Florida, during the vote recount. Florida was the land of hanging chads, little bits of paper left dangling off of improperly punched ballots from voting machines that did not work as intended. Congress responded with legislation that established the Election Assistance Commission. Now, Republican Congressman Greg Harper of Mississippi has introduced a bill that would kill the commission. Actually, Harper has introduced this legislation several times. Here he is on the House floor in 2011.
It is an agency, a federal agency, that has long outlived its usefulness.
Harper's office didn't respond to repeated requests for an interview, but in a statement on his website, he calls the commission a waste of money and says it was supposed to be temporary, closing after 3 years.
I think that's his interpretation.
That's Thomas Hicks, the chairman of the Election Assistance Commission. He says commission members are appointed to four-year terms.
And we can be reappointed for another 4 years, so I don't know where that three-year number is coming from.
Hicks says the commission is continuing to do its work, writing updated standards new voting machines will have to meet on things like cybersecurity. The commission also teaches local election officials how to keep the old, creaky voting machines they have now safe from, say, Russian hackers.
Some of these machines might have some form that allow them to talk to other machines or be hooked up to the internet. But we tell folks to make sure that those things are turned off.
The League of Women Voters says this type of guidance is especially important now. Lloyd Leonard is the League's advocacy director.
We have seen attempts by foreigners to affect the election. We believe that our voting machines are secure, and they are, but we need to be on guard.
Plus, Leonard says the advanced age of the voting machines we're using now has led to other controversies about access to voting and the counting of votes.
There have been concerns about whether the old machines accurately record the votes. There have been problems just turning some of them on. There have been problems of some of them just shutting down.
Leonard says if Congress did kill the Election Assistance Commission, states could still buy new voting machines. But without the commission around to write updated standards, those machines wouldn't have to meet any new tests for things like cybersecurity or accuracy. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.